सर्वेभ्य नमो नमः. अद्य कविता भगिनी वदतु भगिनी.
ॐ वागर्थाविव सम्प्रक्तौ वागर्थप्रतिपत्तये जगतः पितरौ वन्दे पार्वती परमेश्वरौ. ॐ येनाक्षरसमाम्नाय अधिगम्या महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः.
धन्यवादः भगिनी, सुन्दरं सुन्दरं. सो संस्कृतभाषायाम् इति उच्चारण विद्विषावहै ऐ ऐकार ऐकार आगच्छति. है ए नास्ति अत्र. ऐ विद्विषावहै इति समीचीनम्. अवगतं वा?
नमस्कारः गीता भगिनी.
नमस्ते शिवरूपा भगिनी, नमस्कारः नमस्कारः. कविता भगिनी अवगतं वा?
सोरि, जस्ट् से देट् वन्स् अगेन्. वै डोण्ट् यू से देट् वर्ड् इन् द वे इट् इस् टु बि सेड्, देन् ऐल् रेजिस्टर् बेटर्. सोरि.
तु सहना भवतु, सहना भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ऐ इति
ऐ. So, karva vahai. Okay.
Ai. Au.
Got it.
Samskrita bhashaya mati vadata.
Okay. Dhanyavada.
Uttamam. Astu. So, aham pashyami. Kavita bhagini kinchit... अत्र संस्कृतभाषा गृहपाठरूपेण किञ्चित् कृतवती. सर्वे पश्यन्ति वा? सर्वे वाट्साप् मध्ये पश्यन्तु अधुना. केन् यू डू देट् आन् युर् वाट्साप्? On the group WhatsApp chat. See, Kavita Bhagini has done some of these exercises.
Bhagini, I have updated our assignment sheet also. And I have mentioned these, the way you want to read the forms. The Parichaya, Pad Parichaya.
I was looking the other day and I didn't see it, but maybe not.
Yeah, no, I just did it while Usha Bhagini was in chat with you.
Asso. At the bottom, Bhagini. You did now, just now, Kavita Bhagini. Astu. So, Kripaya Sarve how do you open it? Session 8 assignment. Udghatayantu Kripaya. अस्तु. कविता भगिनी भवती एव पठतु. एक्सर्सैज् 1.9 इति किं पुटे 1.9 पेज् 11 अभ्यासपुस्तके 1.9 इति अधोभागे पठतु कविता भगिनी.
Aam Bhagini, as in the answers or the question? the question in the exercise is avarane vidyamanasya padasya uchitam rupam rikte sthale likhatu. This means jo bracket mein shabd diya hai, present hai bracket mein, us shabd ko ka uchit roop blanks mein kripya likhiye.
एकम् पदं स्वीकृत्य कृपया फार्मुला वदतु भगिनि, विभक्ति किं, वचन किं, लिङ्गं किम् इति वदतु.
ऐ विल् ट्रै बट् ऐ एम् नाट् वेरि कान्फिडेण्ट्.
भगिनि इति वदतु. अहं प्रयत्न करोमि.
अहं प्रयत्न करोमि.
करोमि
आवरणे इति पदं पुंलिङ्ग पदं, विभक्ति शुड् बी इन् द ब्राकेट्, सो इट् इस् शोयिङ्ग् द लोकेशन्, लोकेटिव् केस्. लोकेटिव् शुड् बी द फोर्थ् केस्. एम् ऐ राट्? नो नो, सेवन्त् केस्, सेवन्त्. ऐ मैट् कन्फ्यूस् अदर्स् आल्सो. ओके, सो दिस् इस् ऐ एम् ट्रैङ्ग्. सो आवरणे, या आवरण् इस् द पद, इति पद पुंलिङ्ग शब्दपद अस्ति, सोरि शब्द अस्ति, एण्ड् सप्तमी विभक्ति एकवचनरूप, अग्रे विद्यमानस्य इति पुंलिङ्गशब्द, षष्टि विभक्ति एकवचनरूप, अग्रे पदस्य इति पुंलिङ्गशब्द, षष्टि विभक्ति एकवचनरूप,
अग्रे एकनिमिषम्. उत्तमम्, उत्तमं, समीचीनं. किन्तु अत्र कथं जानीमः लिङ्गं किम्?
बिकास् इट् इस् स्य, एण्ड् स्य केन् गो वित् मास्क्युलिन् एण्ड् वित् न्यूटर्जेण्डर्.
उत्तमम्. तर्हि अत्र कथं जानीमः?
नो, देट् इस् जस्ट् अ गेस् देन्.
गेस्. सो कथं वयं जानीमः? किमपि वक्तुम् इच्छति वा? कथं जानीमः वयं? शिवरूपा भगिनी, सुधा भगिनी, शैलजा भगिनी, कथं जानीमः वयं? किं कुर्मः? वाट् डु वि डु देन्? कन्फ्यूजन् इस् देर्. वाट् डु वि डु? हौ डु वि साल्व् दिस् कन्फ्यूजन्? Your voice, Bhagini, very, very soft today. Very, very soft. Barely I can hear you.
Geeta Bhagini, can I hear once that question?
Atra, avarane, apicha, padasya, katham janima lingam kim? कथं जानीमः? कोऽपि वक्तुम् इच्छति वा? एनिबडि विश् टु स्पीक्?
प्रातिपदिकपदं,
या शुड् वी लुक् फार् द मूलरूपं आर् द प्रातिपदिकं फार् द नौन्स्?
बट् हौ यु लुक् अप्? हौ डु यु लुक् अप् इन् युर् स्टेज् आफ् लर्निङ्ग्? वेर्? कुत्र? कथम्? See, I have given you a beautiful website. What is it called?
TokenSanskrit.org.
Then you go there and you type your word. English mein karo aap, Devanagari mein karo, kisi mein bhi aap kariye. And you find the word. You keep looking until you find it. There is no word in Abhyasa Pustakam that is not there in this spoken dictionary. Because the first book, no, first level book. So you go there. So at least you are right ki ya to ye pumling hai ya phir napumsakling hai. Because asya, avarane, saptami. So your vibhakti rupa is correct. Lekin lingam katham jani maha, you have to search.
Yes, it is neuter gender. Pad iti pad iti shabda
padam
padam
ah. सो नाउ एवरी टाइम पद बोलेंगे आप तो आपको दिमाग में बैठेगा नहीं कि ये कौन सा है. सो इसीलिए जब नपुंसक लिंग होता है तो आप क्या बोलेंगे, पदम, तुरंत उसमें माँ लगाइए. क्योंकि प्रथम विभक्ति एक वचन रूपम अक्सर आपके इस लेवल पे एट द बिगिनिंग लेवल इट विल बी पदम. अच्छा आवरणे आवरण
जस्ट मिनट सॉरी सुचेता भगिनी द बुक इज सेंट ऑन द ग्रुप ऑन व्हाट्सएप यू कैन रेफर टू दैट पीडीएफ इट्स ऑन पेज 11
Yeah, I have opened this, but I got lost because here I can see Ayodhya and Dashrath and all, and your words are different.
No, the sentence, what is to be done? The sentence written in red.
Avarane vidyamanasya padasya uchitam.
Yes, that is under just 1.9a. Okay. This is what we are discussing. Yeah. So we are going into that pada parichaya, introduction of that word means what does it mean? What is it?
Okay, fine.
And Bhagini, also if you can mute yourself over here. So this is such an app where only maximum two people can converse at a time. Otherwise, the others listen to an echo. Yeah. Sorry for the disturbance.
आवरण भगिनि
कोऽपि जस्ट् चेक् आन्
कोऽपि वक्तुम् इच्छति कोऽपि आल् आफ़् यू एनिबडी केन् से आवरण इति
नपुंसकलिङ्ग
विद्यमान The other thing क्या होता है जब आप ऐसे करके उसको ढूंढते हैं तो उतने देर आपने उस पर चिंतन किया ना वो शब्द आपके मन में घूमा ना ऑल ऑफ दीज लिटिल लिटिल प्रैक्टिस आर इम्पोर्टेंट फॉर लर्निंग क्योंकि हम लोग आम भाषा में आवरण वी डोंट यूज करेक्ट
बट भगिनी फ्यू वर्ड्स आर लाइक दिस यू नो लाइक आवरणम like with it it is same like in Telugu or in mother tongue sometimes it coincides as the words are coincided like you know
but your mother tongue can be may not tell you the lingam now the question is how do we know the lingam
yeah that's what I'm saying actually you know avaranam is there something in Telugu also so avaranam if there is a visargam in, if there is we call in Sanskrit it as napunsakalingam so that way I can you know sometimes I'm relating
astu okay
if that is correct I mean that could not be correct for all the word but for sometimes for some words it's closely getting you know understandable
agreed good you should use that's why having your learning Sanskrit apni matra through your matra bhasha is the best way very good that you do that but to confirm whether you are correct or not you should check or not
that only
so you must use this is such a convenient website is there I mean I cannot imagine something more convenient so vidyamana ityukte kim
Bhagini, it is showing adjective for Vidyaman.
Uttama.
So, and Vidyamanatva, which is existence, that is neuter gender.
Kintu atra Vidyamana iti kim Visheshana.
Visheshana. So, that will also have a link.
Visheshana kaun sa link leta hai? Who can say?
Jisko wo describe kar raha hai.
To abhi kisko describe kar raha hai ye?
Pad ko.
तो पद का क्या था
तो पद न्यूटर है तो उसका विशेषण भी न्यूटर जेंडर ही लेगा गॉट इट
विद्यमानस्य पदस्य द्वे पदे
विशेषण विशेष्य इति संबंधः
विशेषण विशेष्य भाव इति
सॉरी भाव
विशेषण विशेष्य भाव इति आवरणे
इति मतलब ये
इति दिस हाँ ये यह इट इंग्लिश में इट बन गया उसका, कैन यू बिलीव. सो आरम्भ पुनः आरम्भ करोतु भगिनी, कविता भगिनी.
आम भगिनी, अहम पुनः प्रयत्न करोमि.
उत्तमम्.
आवरणे इति पद
पदम्
इति पदम् नपुंसकलिङ्गम् सप्तमी विभक्ति एकवचनरूपम्.
उत्तमम्.
अग्रे विद्यमानस्य इति पदम् नपुंसकलिङ्गम् षष्ठी विभक्ति एकवचनरूपम्.
अत्र विशेषण
अत्र अत्र मीन्स् दिस्
यहाँ पर,
यहाँ पर इधर या इधर उधर अत्र तत्र कुत्र सर्वत्र एकत्र या. सो अत्र
कोई बोलेगा अत्र, हाँ आई ओनली नो इट इन दैट कॉन्टेक्स्ट, आई कैन से द फुल लिस्ट बट आई कांट.
अत्र विशेषण
अस्ति
अस्ति. पदस्य इति पदं विशेष्य अस्ति. नपुंसकलिङ्ग षष्ठी विभक्ति एकवचनरूप
रूपं
रूपं
रूपम् अपि नपुंसकलिङ्गपदं रूपं
रूपं. हा हा. नौ नेक्स्ट शब्द उचितम्. जो उचित है उचित रूपम जो उसके नहीं आई डोंट नो दिस विभक्ति मतलब देखी हुई सी लग रही है बट कॉन्फिडेंट नहीं हूँ. सो इफ समबडी एल्स वुड लाइक टू अटेम्प्ट आई कैन.
कॉपी जानाते वा मालती भगिनी स्वागतम.
द्वितीया विभक्ति भगिनी.
नमस्कार.
कथं जानीमः द्वितीया भगिनी?
बिकोज इट इस् ए इन् द सेण्टेन्स् इट् सेस् कर्मपदम् उचितरूपम् इस् कर्मपदम्.
कथं जानीमः कर्मपदं त कथं जानीमः?
सोरि ऐ एम् नाट् एबल् टु एक्स्प्रेस् इट् बट् बै लुकिङ्ग् एट् इट् उचितरूपम्
कर्मपदम् इत्युक्ते भगिनी आब्जेक्ट् इत्युक्ते किम्? आब्जेक्ट् इत्युक्ते किम्? अमी कथं जानीमः आब्जेक्ट्? आब्जेक्ट्
इट् इस् द रिसीवर् आफ् दि एक्शन्.
एक्शन् इत्युक्ते क्रियापदं. क्रियापदम् अत्र किं?
हियर् द रोल् आफ् द नौन्
लिखतु. लिखतु कीदृशक्रियापदं?
सप्तमी.
लिखतु
लोट्लकार. लोट्लकार इति तु सत्यं, किन्तु कीदृश क्रियापदम्?
अकर्मकक्रियापदम्.
अकर्मक वा सकर्मक वा?
लिखतु सकर्मक भगिनी.
सकर्मक
वी नो समथिंग इज देयर टू राइट डाउन.
क्या लिखा? क्या लिखा? शब्द लिखा. शब्द इज अ नाउन. यू आर आस्किंग क्या लिखा? शब्द लिखा. सी द वर्ड द क्वेश्चन क्या लिखा मेक सेंस टू यू और नॉट?
या
That's how you find out any kriya padam. It's your first guess. You ask that same kriya in a past tense form and you say kya. Kya khaya? Kya dekha? Kya mara? Kya uthaya? Kya pisa? Kya toda? Kya banaya? You can say all these things. That means all of these are sakarmaka. this is your best chance. It is your guess.
So, padam, padon ko likhne ke liye bata rahe hai na?
Haan, haan. Pad, pad ko
padasya,
likhne ki jo kriya hai, wo pad swikar kar rahi hai. Aapka haath dwara likh rahe hai aap, haath haste na. By means of your hand you are writing, but who is the receiver of that action? The word is receiving, no? What, the writing? So, kaise pata chalega aapko? Now you have made a guess. Kya likha? Pad likha. Padam likha. Oh, okay. Probably it is a sakarmaka. Sakarmaka ichukte with kriya padam. Sakarmaka. Akarmaka ichukte kimapi kriya padam na swikaroti. कोई भी जब क्रियापदम को वो स्वीकार नहीं करेगा तो उसको अकर्मक क्रियापदम बोलेंगे. अकर्मक क्रियापदम यथा क्या सोया, दिस साउंड्स काइंड ऑफ वियर्ड. हम बोलेंगे कौन सोया, क्या रोया, नहीं नहीं कौन रोया, क्या रोया बोलेगा तो पौधा रोया, लड़की रोया, ऐसे तो नहीं बोलते ना हम लोग. It doesn't make sense. It's not really receiving any action. So, that is how you make your first guess. Just like Sudha Bhagini.
So, by asking the questions, Bhagini.
Ask the question. You did. That gives you your guess. Next thing you can do is go to, did I give you that beautiful website, ashtadhyayi.com?
Yeah.
Then you use all these resources, Bhagini. You have all of these amazing things. When I was learning, nothing was there.
What is that website, Bhagini? We didn't know that.
Ashtadhyayi.com, yes, Bhagini?
No, Bhagini, no. We didn't know that.
No.
Ashtadhyayi.com, I have not told you? Okay.
Maybe no. You go in the Tuesday class.
Tuesday.
We are in the Wednesday class.
So,
what is this website, Bhagini? Ashtadhyayi.com?
I'm sharing just now, Bhagini. Look in your chat, I have opened the word lik. Because now we are discussing Nick. The beautiful website, really, 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 koti koti pranam to the one who makes this website and builds it. He's still working on it, he or she, whoever it is.
Bhagini, I'm Malati here. Can you add me to the WhatsApp group, ma'am?
Kavita Bhagini, kripya karo tu, Bhagini.
Dhanyavad. I am a very beginner. I want to listen to a lot of things before I...
Yes. Please share your WhatsApp number on this chat and I will add you. Thank you.
Chat? I don't know. Am I...
I'll put it Malati for you.
No, niche there is chat, na Bhagini. When you put your scroll down to the... put your cursor in the bottom of the box of FCC window. Then all these options will come up. Chat will come up, Bhagini.
Bhagini, I'm not able to mute myself. I'm sorry. Can you please do that
okay.
With your...
It's okay. Malati, Bhagini, niche, can you find chat? Malati, Bhagini, asti va?
Yeah, asti, asti. I'm finding only one screen which says the number of members and then, you know, the speaker.
I know.
And,
so on the left, Bhagini, on the left you will see like one big window with only one name. Go to the bottom of that, you scroll, you just kind of hover and a chat. Yeah. All these options come up.
Thank you.
There only. Ashtadhyayi.com.
But I can't see the lesson. How do I go? That Sanskrit 42, I should go there.
No, lesson is, there's no lesson, Bhagini.
Okay.
Abhyasa pustakam,
that's what I mean.
That you should have a copy of that, Bhagini. Either download it from the... Do you get
the Bhagini, what will be the code for Malati Bhagini's number?
214-1. Area code, country code is 1.
Oh, where do you live, Malati Bhagini?
USA.
Where?
Dallas.
Usha and myself, we are in the same place.
We are good friends.
Astu, Uttamam, Swagatam.
We are very close friends.
Astu, Swagatam.
But today's lesson, how can I see on the screen, Bhagini?
I'll just share the PDF on the group and you can access it from there.
Okay.
On WhatsApp.
Okay, thanks. Dhanyavad.
But eventually, Usha Bhagini, please guide her to either print the book or buy it or however. Astu. So, ashtadhyayi.com, Kripaya. Pashyantu, Sarve. Astu. So, on the very top is very, very simple, this website. Ashtadhyayi.com. I have put a search. I am searching lik. Why? Because likhatu is a question that we are thinking about, correct? In this sentence, the word is likhatu and the question is, kya likha? Oh, shabd likha. So in our head, humko lagta hai, oh, ye to sakarma ka hoga. But how do you know? So, very slowly, so I'll go again. So you go to the search button. Very slowly you start to type lik. La, I, li, kh. Lik, see, already with lik only lik has come. You see that? So the slower you type, the more likely you are to find your thing. Because if you type the whole word like likhatu, nothing will come. See, it will say no dhatus exist. Even if you write likhati, nothing will come. Then you are like, oh, this verb does not exist here. So it's not true. The root sounds exist here. So you go very slowly and you do lik. Or you do lik, and you see two options have come. Two options have come. Now, in your head, in the gray is the meaning. You ignore the first gray words. It says likhon, you ignore that. Right now, you don't understand that, just ignore it.
Pakini, I'm so sorry. I'm not able to mute myself. Request you to please mute me. And are you sharing your screen? Because I'm not able to see it.
No, you go to the Ashtadhyayi Bhagini yourself.
Okay, fine. Please mute me.
Astu.
Bhagini, Ushaya, how do you, there are Atmanipadi and Parasmaipadi. So how do you...
Wait, Bhagini, just wait. I'm teaching you everything. So everybody with me...
Which page, Bhagini?
Go to... Let me do screen sharing. Hold on. It looks like everybody is on their own trip. Astu. So, I have just opened the very screen I shared with you on chat. Please open like this yourself also.
Okay.
Meantime, I am also screen sharing for those that wish to screen share. Astu. Atra, search window, what did I do? I'm going to remove everything. Some old stuff is there that I searched some time back. Now I'm going to start saying, the question is, likhatu. How do we know what kind of ki drusha kriya padam likhatu iti vayam na jani maha? Tarhi vayam ashtadhyayi.com. Iti, put it in your bookmarks, please. Iti, search button, vayam, L, I, see, already so many lik options are there already, but too many are there. I'm like looking at only lik. So, L, I, K, lik. Already two options have come up, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Now, how do I know which is the option that I need? So, both are lik. All right. These numbers right now, aduna tyajatu. Ignore. You don't understand. Lekhati, likhati also maybe you don't know. Although you have seen likhati before. But it's okay. Forget. This gray one, first word, likhan, both have likhan, tyajatu. Tadanantaram, gatau, iti ekam padam, adho bhage, akshara, vinyase iti. Akshara vinyase. What do you think akshara vinyase might mean?
Akshara is letter.
So likhna is about letters only, no, that we are thinking. In the gray, the second word is the meaning of the word.
Okay.
Gatau means, this lik means gatau, and this lik means akshara vinyase. Now these are your two choices.
You so see, does gatav mean past?
Gatav means to go, jana.
To go, okay.
Jana.
Mm-hmm.
Gatav. And so hundreds of verbs are there in Sanskrit that have this meaning of gatav. Gatav is such an important verb. Such an important verb. In Buddha, in some of the Buddhist traditions, there is a beautiful prayer. Let me sing it to you. Gate gate paragate yatha gate gate paragate sampa kya hai wo I forgot but gate we call gaya tha abhi bhul gayi dekho so in this gata 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 hum log I also say gata vargasya last week jo class jo ja chuki hai gata varga bolte hai na hum log class mein gata vargam gata varge in the last class so gata is jana very very important root very very important meaning in Sanskrit because they say you are nothing but an agent in this life Your body and mind are an agency to produce the work, but your goal is to go. Go where? Go into pure consciousness bliss. Go. Everything is go. Asu. So, gatav. This you will find very, very commonly when you do any word search. Now, the next one is akshara. Akshara, you think, oh, maybe, because likhna is, akshari to likhenge hum log, correct? अक्षर लिखेंगे विन्यास विन्यास इत्युक्ते किं कोऽपि जानाति वा सेपरेट् तु न विन्यास प्लेट्
अरेञ्ज्मेण्ट् आफ् लेटर्स्
अरेञ्ज्मेण्ट् विन्यास इत्युक्ते अरेञ्ज्मेण्ट् विन्यासयोग यु हेव् सीन् विन्यासयोग सो मेनि स्टुडियोस् नौ विन्यासयोग इस् एन् अरेञ्ज्मेण्ट् अरेञ्ज्मेण्ट् आफ् आसन तु विन्यासयोग हो गया So, arrangement of letters, what a beautiful way to describe writing, hai na? Kitna sundar hai. So, this is the one you are looking for. Now, you click the blue button. What do you get? See, these charts come up. So many charts come up. Atra, what happens? So, then you go up on the very top. The topmost always we have to start with pranam. तस्मै पाणिनये नमः पाणिनि भगवान् मैं आपको नमन करती हूँ तस्मै चतुर्थी विभक्ति टू दैट पाणिनि विच पाणिनि टू दैट पाणिनि हु क्रिएटेड दिस ग्रामर फॉर अस टू दैट पाणिनि नमः फर्स्ट थिंग ऑलवेज हम लोग पुराने लोग तो चिट्ठी लिखते थे अभी तो क्या व्हाट्सएप शॉर्ट्सएप चैट चूट स्नैपचैट में कुछ नहीं होता लेकिन कभी भी पुरानी चिट्ठी आप देखिए सबसे पहले ऊपर पेज में क्या लिखते हैं हम लोग
ओम
अभी कौन लिखता है किसी के पास टाइम ओम के लिए टाइम ही नहीं है किसी के पास सब कुछ दुनिया भर के काम का टाइम है ओम के लिए टाइम नहीं है हाँ सो फर्स्ट ओम देन लिख This is the dhatu. Dhatu ichukte kim is the root verb. Kriya padam ka jo ekdam dhatu roop hai, usko dhatu bolte hai.
Now dhatu means root or verb?
Dhatu means root verb.
Together, okay.
Haan, together. Dhatu actually Hindi mein dhatu is like...
like material, loha ko bhi dhatu bulate hain.
Haan, like
metal, so, metal.
See, dhatu is the element. Dhatu is the root, therefore, no? It's some kind of an element. Ab jaise,
jisne dharan kiya ho vaisa.
Haan, jiska wo bana hai. It is its main constituent. It is its main constituent. Main constituent. So, likh is the dhatu. Now, likha, again you ignore, this is what you thought it meant, akshara vinyase, dubara diya unhone. Now, tudadihi iti tu tyajatu. Parasmai padi, we have talked very briefly about this, but parasmaipadi are the what kind of verbs? Kopi janati va?
Parasmaipadi
arayatu bhagini.
Is it something done for somebody else?
Something like that. Something like that.
Atmanepadi is one you do for yourself.
Kintu, it's not that simple. It's not like, oh, Atmanepadis are selfish jobs and Parasmaipadis are gracious jobs. Actually, it's the reverse. Because what you do for physically for others, how does it translate into your only goal in life? That is where the meaning parasmaipadi atmanepadi is not in the action of doing. Hum log ko kya sa lagta hai ki maine aapko khana khilaya, so parasmaipadi ho gaya. No. The act of serving, yes, you have physically cooked the food and served for somebody, you may or may not know, but the experience of doing that action for somebody's, it is an atmanepadi experience. It elevates you. It is an elevating thing to offer service. It's not obvious. That's what I'm saying. It's actually the reverse is true. But
outwardly, superficially, you can say an action done for somebody else, an action done.
But Atmanepadi are those that serve your Atma. They are good for your Atma. They take your Atma to the proper path that your Atma is supposed to be on. Which is what? To become Sat Chit Ananda. Which is its nature.
Bhagwan Vaisa Chatena Chaise Karna. Vaisa hota hai, Bhagini?
भगवान के लिए ही हम लोग अगर सब कुछ हम लोग सारे कार्य भगवान को समर्पित कर दें तो वो सारे कार्य आत्मनेपदी हो जाएंगे आपके अनुभव में ग्रामेटिकली मे बी नॉट बट आपके अनुभव में वो सारे कार्य इसीलिए मीराबाई भगवान बन गए कितने हैं हम लोगों में कितने हैं भारत देश में कितने ऐसे हैं भगवान जो पैदा हुए हैं और होते जाएंगे क्योंकि वो परंपरा है आजकल बहुत कम दिखता है लेकिन हैं बहुत हैं अच्छे अच्छे इंजीनियर अमेरिका से वापस जाके इंजीनियर जाके पता लगा कि वहाँ पे आश्रम खोल के साधु बन के नागा बन के जंगलों में घूम रहे हैं और वैसे उनसे बात करो तो पूरी अमेरिकन इंग्लिश आती है उनको फ्रेंच आती है फलानी दुकान उसमें क्या बोलते हैं माइक्रोसॉफ्ट में नौकरी किया सिएटल में रह लिया सब कुछ कर लिया उसके बाद देन देयर लाइक ओ माय गॉड क्या है फालतू ये सब मेरे को अभी असली जीवन जीना है मॉडर्न साधुज आर देयर वेरी मेनी आई हैव सीन अस्तु सो दैट परस्मैपदी द वेरी वेरी ग्रामेटिकल रीजनिंग फॉर परस और आइडेंटिफिकेशन लक्षण फॉर परस्मैपदी इज टी एंडिंग ये दिस टी कैन यू सी माई कर्सर दिस टी इन लट रूपम इफ इट एंड प्रथम पुरुष एक वचन रूपम एंड विथ टी इट इज परस्मैपदी डन दैट इज योर ग्रामेटिकल मीनिंग So, likhati, parasmaipadi will always have a ti ending here, always, in lat, lat ichukte vartamana kala. Then, after that, what is the next word? Sakarmakaha ichukte, karma padam ke saath. Matlab, ye jo dhatu hai lik, ye sakarmakaha ichukte, ये कर्म पदम स्वीकार करेगी
सो वी सेड सह लिखति विल इट बी अकर्मक
आई डोंट नो व्हाट योर क्वेश्चन भगिनी
वी सेड लिखति इज सकर्मक राइट
नो व्हेन डिड आई से लिखति
नो नो यू सेड सकर्मक इज व्हेन एन एक्शन इज डन
नो सकर्मक इत्युक्ते कर्म पदम karma padam ichukte a direct object like kya likha kya khaya khana khaya akshar likha akshar is the karma khana is the karma lekin kya soya can you answer that for me
we can say kya likha
ah can you answer kya soya
no
no that is a karmaka it cannot accept a karma padam
oh, okay
it cannot it has makes no meaning if you give it a karma padam it doesn't make any meaning to the sentence if I say khargosh soya you say oh wo to kaun soya ho gaya lekin kya soya bole to kya roya bole to
hmm
that makes no sense
so there are words which will be a karma kaunti
ah मैं बत वो आपको उदाहरण दिया ना मैंने सोना रोना दीज आर अकर्मक लेकिन लिख इट इज सकर्मक इफ यू डोंट नो दैट्स व्हाई आई एम गिविंग यू दिस वेबसाइट ब्यूटीफुल वेबसाइट यहाँ पे आप लिखिए लिख देन दिस केम नाउ दिस इज टेलिंग यू स्पष्ट सकर्मक इति सेट इति त्यजतु भिदादि इति तु त्यजतु राइट नाउ इनफ फॉर यू today's class likhati is there now you can go down in this see you can scroll down so there is lut look at all these they are very similar looking don't mistake this is lit this is lut this is loot they are all different load now see load look what is here this is something you are known you are familiar with see likhatu do you see it
yeah
load लिखतु इत्युक्ते प्रथम पुरुष एकवचन रूपं दिस् इस् वेर् यू केन् चेक् आल्सो योर् वर्ड्स् यदि बहुवचन अस्ति चेत् लिखन्तु इति द्विवचन अस्ति चेत् लिखताम् एकवचन अस्ति चेत् लिखतु अपि च लिखतात् लिखतात् अपि रूपं समीचीनम् अहं लिखानि इत्युक्ते किम्
ऐ शुड् रैट् वि शुड् रैट् लिखावः लिखाव
इति तु तु लिख् त्वं लिख् तु लिख् त्वं लिख् समथिङ्ग् यु आर् वेरि वेरि क्लोस् टु something you can call tu that you say tu lik tvam lik yum likhata tu sab tum sab likho likhata dekho tu is only singular isn't it interesting hindi mein tu sab hota hi nahi hai lekin ye sanskrit mein hai astu okay got it
yeah
please save this website save your this one also should always be open these two are always open in my computer some spokensanskrit.org bookmark kariye isko and this one and this is how I store my classes I keep them in my bookmark so this class that you want to keep listening to you bookmark it that way you open the class oh sorry these are notes these are teachings maybe this one has it see these are past Vani Mudranam, so somebody that I'm listening to. Always they are there. So I'm like, oh, I'm here, now I should get to the next class. Now I need to get to the next class. So that's the only way. Here is mine. See, this is mine, this class. Then I load it, but it's not been loading, that's why it's open. So these are my tabs. All are Sanskrit related, if you look. Every single one of them. Awesome. So now I'll stop the screen sharing because it takes up data. Asso. So, uchitam rupam rikte sthale likhatu. शैलजा भगिनी वदतु उचितं रूपं कथं जानीमः पदपरिचय
उचितं रूपं विशेषणपदम् उचितम् इति पदं नपुंसकलिङ्गपदं
विभक्तिरूपं किं भगिनी
उचितं पञ्चमी भगिनि
कथं जानीमः कथं जानीमः बिकास्
आफ् तम्
उदा भगिनि वदतु
उचितं एक प्रथमविभक्ति
कथं कथं जानीमः प्रथमा वा द्वितीय वा शिवरूपा भगिनी वदतु
उचितं भगिनि अप्राप्रियेट् फार्म्
आम्
द्वितीया विभक्ति
कथं जानीमः द्वितीया भगिनी
कर्मपदं भगिनि
कथं जानीमः कर्मपदम्
इट्स् रिसीवर् आफ् द एक्षन्
उत्तमं कथं जानीमः किन्तु
हियर् इन् अप्रोप्रियेट् फार्म् इट्स् टेकिङ्ग् द पदस्य वर्ड्
उत्तमं किन्तु अत्र कथं जानीमः उचितं रूपं क्रिया कर्मपदं सः कथं जानीमः उत्तमं तत्तु सत्यम् उचितम् इति विशेषणं रूपम् इति विशेष्य सत्यं भगिनि उत्तमं किन्तु मम प्रश्न कथं जानीमः कर्मपदम् अस्ति उषा भगिनी वदतु
कर्मपदम् सब्जेक्ट् डूयिङ्ग् आफ् द वर्क् डूअर्
उत्तमं किन्तु कथं जानीमः हौ डु यु नो
दट् इट् इस् द्वितीया विभक्ति
हौ यु नो इट् इस् कर्मपदम् How do you know how can you be sure? Because the Prathama Vibhakti also will have the same Rupam. Mm-hmm. How you know for sure?
No, Bhagini.
Because it is an object, Karma Padam is always object in the sentence and Kartrupadam is always Prathama Vibhakti in the sentence.
That Tattu Satyam. Kintu Atra Katham Jani Maha. Kavita Bhagini Vadatu.
I'm looking at Rupam, that is a noun, and Uchitam is describing Rupam. So Rupam is also in the second Vibhakti. So it is the receiver of the action.
But how do you know it is? How you know it is the second case?
Because of the word ending, the pum, that dot on top of pa.
But Napum Sakalinga Prathama Dvitiya Samaneva Pagini.
Right. Oh.
कथं जानीमः अहं वदामि शृणोतु लिखतु अन्तिमपदं किं
लिखतु
लिखतु लिखतु कीदृशक्रियापदम्
एक्शन् वर्ड्
यदि लिखतु सकर्मक अस्ति तदनन्तरं कर्मपदं किम् If Likhatu is a sakarmaka, then where is the karma padam in this sentence? You have to have one, yes? Because Likhatu is sakarmaka and Rupam is given, Rupam must be the karma padam because it cannot be rikte sthale, it cannot be vidyamanasya padasya, it cannot be avarane. And Rupam, uchitam Rupam makes sense also. You are all telling me the answer to make sense, but nobody is telling me grammatically that Likhatu is Sakarmaka, therefore Rupam is Karmapadam.
So you are doing a process of elimination then?
No, not elimination. It makes sense, Bhagini. It's not elimination. Okay. There's nothing eliminate. What are we eliminating? Nothing.
So I'm saying Likhatu and Uchita Rupam. So we are writing Uchita Rupam.
Because Likhatu is a
Sakarmaka,
that is how we know that Rupam is Karmapadam. That's the answer. That's what I've been trying to teach you.
Because Likhatu itself is Sakarmaka.
Likhatu itself is a karmaka. Okay. If it had said asti. What if I would have said avarane vidyamanasya padasya uchitam rupam rikte sthale nasti? Then?
Then nasti is
a karmaka. How do you know nasti is a karmaka? You go back to where? Your favorite website, ashtadhyayi.com. In ashtadhyayi.com, then you have to do asti. So then you start typing A-S. Just two things. Let's look, asti is there or not? For me, it has shown up. Now I look up asti. Oh my God, it tells me akarmaka. So it cannot be. So even if the same sentence is there with nasti at the end of it instead of likhatu, it cannot be a karma padam. But likhatu can have one. You see what I'm saying?
Rikta sthale, why it can't be an...
Rikta sthale, vibhakti rupam kim kavita bhagini vajatu kripaya?
Saptami vibhakti. Sailaja bhagini.
Sailaja bhagini. Then, saptami to karma padam nasti na bhagini. Karma padam nitya dvitya vibhakti eva. Nityam. Always, always, always.
Tritiya vibhakti.
No, dvitiya bhagini.
Oh, dvitiya vibhakti. Okay. I heard tritiya. Okay.
Dvitiya. That is by definition. Karta ne karma ko. Bolte hai na hum log. How you were taught Hindi or whatever language you were taught. First vibhakti, karta ne. The doer. Karma ko. Receiver of action. Ko bole to kya? खाना को खाया, शब्द को लिखा, पक्षी को देखा, वो, you understand Hindi? This को is going on here. So किसको लिखना? उचितम रूपम को लिखना, को लिखिए. अवगतम वा सर्वे? So now every time there is a sentence, you first look at the each word. You can start with the verb at the very end if you like. If I ask you in one sentence, ekam ekam padasya swikritya pada parichaya vadatu, you can say, please can I start at the end. Kriya padam iti so and so. Oh. This kriyapadam is a karmaka. Therefore, probably there is no karmapadam in this sentence. So you are not looking for one. Oh, this is a karmaka. Let me find it. You see what I am saying? Does that make sense? That's a
very good question. So... See, I did not know how to look up Ashtadhyayi.
Now you know.
No, I'm a beginner. Is it absolutely necessary to know whether Likhatu is a Sakarmaka or a Karmaka?
You need to know, otherwise how will you know, sir, if it is a Karma Padam or not?
By the sentence itself.
No, but you cannot be sure, Bhagini, because sometimes some construction will be there and you'll be confused. This is the time to lay your foundation. This is not
As we keep on looking at the Ashtadhyayi, we will also automatically, intuitively know whether it's the Sakarmaka or Akarmaka.
The way to learn is not by guessing right now. Already you have enough of your Indian languages in you, Marathi or Telugu or Tamil, whatever it is, Gujarati, to help you. Kintu, this is a this language is like mathematics.
Yeah.
So you cannot be guessing. Like if somebody is in a math class, and your teacher gives you some problem, and you can what will you do? Simply guess an answer, or you
want to know the formula. So. So you need to know the rules here.
You can guess the meanings of the sentences. You can guess, if I read a story, you can guess the meaning of the story. But right now we are studying grammar. You cannot just guess. If I say to you 10 plus 3, you are sitting there going, oh, ek darjan hoga. अरे दिस इज अ मैथ क्लास, व्हाट इज दर्जन होगा? दैट्स द रिस्पॉन्सेस समटाइम्स वी गिव, नो ओ मस्ट बी दिस. अरे दर्जन नहीं है, तेरा है. एग्जैक्टली, नाइदर वन लेस नॉर वन मोर. सिमिलरली अत्र दिस इज ग्रामर. Any other language, I have no other language works like math, like Sanskrit. This is 100% math. If you get it right, it will always be there. It will never be wishy-washy. A for apple will always be A for apple. But A for apple is not math. The same letter A has how many sounds? It has like 20-30 sounds. The same letter is never apple. A for apple means A and A, already there is a change. You said A, now you said A, is as apple. So you are confused already. It's not math. That is a guessing game. English is a guessing game. Hindi also has a lot of guessing going on. Same with most of our languages. Gujarati also, I suppose. But some languages are more mathematical. I don't know Marathi, but I've heard it's pretty thorough with grammar. I don't know. Kannada also I have heard. Tamil also I have heard. But I don't know. Hindi for sure is not. So now there are times when I will simply ask you the meaning, and there are times when I will ask you to do the math. When I ask you to do the math of a sentence, it's a good idea to go to the end of the sentence, look for the Kriyapadam, find out if it is akarmaka, sakarmaka, look for the karma padam, look for the karta, and then move on. Yes or no? Silence.
Aam bagini.
Yes bagini.
Aam bagini.
अस्तु. कविता भगिनी 1.9 आ रिक्ते स्थले वयं जानीमः सप्तमी एकवचन रिक्ते स्थले द्वयो सम्बन्धः कः
विशेषण
विशेष्य विशेषण विशेष्य
भाव
हा भाव एंड ऑलवेज दे टेक द सेम. The Visheshana always takes the gender and number of the Visheshya. The noun it modifies. Always. That is why when you look up Thale, Rikte, or you look up Uchitam, or you look up Vidyamanasya, what does your dictionary tell you? It says adjective.
Adjective.
Which means it will take the whatever lingam there is. It's yes. its nature to take the color of whatever you put it in. So you don't expect it to have its own lingam. Sometimes they'll have. That's also the case. Because they themselves are nouns in their own meaning sometimes. That also is in language that happens. So that also the Sanskrit has provision for. Astu. 1.9 adho bhage. एकमेकं पदं प्रथमतया कविता भगिनी वाक्यं पूरयतु तदनन्तरम् एकमेकं पदस्य स्वीकृत्य पदपरिचय किमपि वदतु भगिनी.
मथुरा या राजा उग्रसेनः मथुरायाः इति पदं स्त्रीलिङ्ग अस्ति चेत्
स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं
षष्ठीविभक्ति एकवचनरूपं.
वन् मोर् थिङ्ग् यू केन् नौ टेल् युर् ब्रेन् एण्ड् टीच् युर् सेल्फ् वाट् मथुरा इति आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गपदम् एव्री टैम् देट् मेक्स् यू पे अटेन्शन् टु दि एण्डिङ्ग्. That's why I'm asking you to do this. Yes. It makes you look for the ending. Because not all Striling Padam in Shashti Vibhakti will look like this. But Akaranta Striling Padam मथुरा षष्टि विभक्ति एकवचन रूपं मथुरायाः इत्युक्ते किं मथुरा का के की
I wanted to ask about Kausalya also which is like 1 2 3 4 5 6 lines up Ramah Kausalyayah putrah
Kausalyayah
okay
uttamam right. uttamam
so agre raja iti padam pum linga shabdah प्रथम विभक्ति एकवचन रूपम् उग्रसेनः इति पदं पुंलिङ्ग प्रथम विभक्ति एकवचन रूपम्
अत्र इत्युक्ते किं वाक्यस्य
मथुरायाः राजा उग्रसेनः मथुरा के राजा उग्रसेन है
उत्तमम् उत्तमम् अस्तु ऐ विल् सेण्ड् टु यू नेक्स्ट् क्लास् मेबि ऐ विल् टीच् यू हौ टु लुक् अप् शब्द मञ्जरी इफ् यू रिमैण्ड् मी ऐ विल् ट्रै टु सेण्ड् इट् ऐ विल् ट्रै टु सेण्ड् वित् मै होम्वर्क् क्लास् दिस् ईमेल् ऐ विल् सेण्ड् यू अ शब्द मञ्जरी PDF And if you live in India, it's very, very easy to go and buy this book.
Manjari means dictionary?
Manjari is like a mala, like a manjari, you know, collection of...
So it will be like a guide?
Haan, it's like a guidebook. It's like a guidebook. So usme ye bahut sare shabdon ka, it's a noun. Shabda ichukte noun, atra. नौन् मञ्जरी इत्युक्ते अकारान्त ईकारान्त उकारान्त ऋकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं पुंलिङ्गपदम् अपि च नपुंसकलिङ्ग सर्वे पदानि अत्र दत्तानि द चार्ट्स् आर् गिवन् जस्ट् लैक् वी कुड् लुक् अप् हियर् आन् लट् फार् लिख् लट् रूपं फार् लिख् धातु वी कुड् लुक् अप् द चार्ट्स् इन् अष्टाध्यायी डाट् काम् करेक्ट् See, Lat Rupam, let me go back. See, in ashtadhyayi.com, we are liking, oh, Lat, what is the Lat Lakar for this Dhatu? Oh, it is given in a chart. See, charts are given or not here, when we looked up Likhati. Lat chart is there, Lit chart is there, Lut chart is there, Lut is there, Lot is there, Lung is there, Vidhi Lung, Ling is there, Ashir Ling is there, so many are there. Similarly, for... Nouns, we have these books called Shabda Manjaris. And this Shabda Manjari that there are many exist in India. If you have it, good. If you don't have it, try to get one. I always like a paper copy because then I can write notes in it. And in that, you will see how Raja iti Prathama Vibhakti Rupam. Why is it a Prathama Vibhakti? How do you know? All that you will start to make sense. Today you learnt about Kriyapadam. Okay. So although you understood it correctly, that Raja Ugrasena Dvayoho Prathama Vibhakti Eka Vachana Padam Saha, Pades Saha, Kintu Katham Jani Maha, where is the form? Just like you can say Akarant Striling Padam Mathura. Here Raja, why don't you call it a Striling Padam? How is it a Pumling Padam? What is the Pratipadikam? You don't know, correct? So yes, that it will help you. That's why I'm trying to teach you. But your guess is correct. And right now, I am not giving you all the math all at once, but slowly, slowly you see the math in some cases and not in other cases. Which one did you see math in? Mathura Akaranta Striling Padam iti Mathura Yaha iti Shashti Rupam. Uttamam Dhanyavada Bhagini Astu Atra Kim Usha Bhagini Agrimam Karotu.
Which one am I doing now? Next, Kamsa?
Na bhagini. Ah, Kamsa is Ante Kamsa asti. Kintu Prathama.
No, I'm
second one. Ugrasena dash Putraha Kamsa.
Oh, you want to do the sentence word? Okay.
Puta Sankhya Eka Dasha Bhagini, 1.9.
I'm there, but I'm saying which Ugrasenaha, Ugrasenasya Putraha Kamsaha.
Ekam Padam, Parichaya Vadato.
Ugrasenaha Pumlingam.
Akaranta
Pumlingam Asti. Athwa is correct? And? Athwa Shashti Vipatti Ekavachanam.
Ugrasenasya.
Ugrasenasya.
Bhagini, Athwa will be or, ya and?
It depends on how you use it.
So
okay, it could mean any. Any of
these. Athava usually is and. Va usually when you add at the end, it makes it this or option. This va at the end, no?
So va I thought was and also. And ya fir also.
Also. Athava is therefore, actually technically, grammatically, va because va is there, it makes it or.
No.
This or that. Evam is the more accurate and.
Okay. Yeah. So I should have said evam.
That would be more accurate. But.
So agrasena, I finished the agrasena. Then putraha. Putraha api akaranta pumlingam masti. Evam prathama vibhakti. Ekavachanam. Yes, samaneva kamsaha. Pumlingam asti. Akaranta pumlingam.
Kartrapadam. Prathamavibhakti ityukte kartrapadam.
Oh, prathamavibhakti ityukte kartrapadam.
Dvitiya vibhakti ityukte karmapadam.
Okay, that's
Ichyukte kim vakyasya artha kaha?
Kamsaha ugrasenasya putraha asti.
Uttamam. Kintu artha kaha bhagini hindi bhashayam?
Ugrasena ka putra kamsaha.
Uttamam. Shivarupa Bhagini, agree?
Kamsaha Bhagini Devaki. Kamsaha Iti Padasya Padaparichayam. Pumlinga Eka Vachanam Akaranta. Pradama Vibhakti. Kamsaha Kamsasya Bhagini Devaki. Devaki is the sister of Kamsa.
Rupam Kim Bhagini Kamsasya?
Kamsasya Kartrupadam Bhagini.
Tattu kartra nasti bhagini kamsasya kamsaha iti kartra.
Kamsasya is
kim vibhakti kim?
Kamsasya is a pancha.
Shashti bhagini, shashti. Shashti chukte sambandha.
Sambandha.
Shashti vibhakti eva. Shashti vibhakti chukte sambandha. कंसस्य इति तु कर्तृपदं नास्ति, प्रथमविभक्ति एव कर्तृपदम्. कंसः इति कर्तृपदं, किन्तु वयं परिवर्तनं कृत्वा कंसस्य. भगिनी इति
भगिनी इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं,
ईकारान्त भगिनि,
ईकारान्त
दीर्घ
स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं, एकवचनं,
विभक्ति,
विभक्ति षष्ठी विभक्ति भगिनि,
षष्ठी किं, कुतः षष्ठी आगच्छति भगिनि? भगिनी देवकी इत्युक्ते भगिनी इति विभक्तिरूपं किं, कोऽपि जानाति वा, साहाय्यं करोतु.
प्रथमविभक्ति,
प्रथमविभक्ति कथं जानीमः? प्रथमा
कर्तापदं, सब्जेक्ट्
लघुवाक्यं किं भगिनि, किं रूप भगिनि,
भगिनि
तत् तत् वाक्यं त्रिपदं वाक्यं, कंसस्य भगिनी देवकी, लघुवाक्यं किं,
कंसस्य कंसस्य भगिनी.
किन्तु एकं
भगिनी देवकी, भगिनी देवकी,
देवकी अस्ति, देवकी अस्ति, देवकी कः, देवकी कः,
देवकी भगिनी अस्ति,
भगिनी अस्ति,
कस्य भगिनी अस्ति, इति. सो वेन् यू से देवकी अस्ति, इमीडियट्ली देवकी बिकम्स् कर्तृपदं. भगिनी देवती, भगिनी इति भगिनी देवकी सम्बन्धः कः द्वे पदे?
विशेष विशेष
सत्यम् अस्तु. सुधा भगिनी अग्रिमम्.
हां भगिनि, देवक्याः देवक्याः पतिः वसुदेवः, पुत्रः कृष्णः. देवक्याः इति पदं षष्टिविभक्ति
सम्बन्ध
पुंलिङ्गपदं,
पुंलिङ्ग कथ
स्त्रीलिङ्गं, सोरि स्त्रीलिङ्ग, एकवचन स्त्रीलिङ्गपदम्,
एकवचन अस्ति वा देवक्याः? एकवचन, आम् आम्, किन्तु आम् आम् सत्यं भगिनि, सत्यं. देवकी इति पदस्य वदतु.
देवकी इति पदम् ईकारान्त एकवच प्रथमाविभक्ति एकवचन ईकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गपदम्.
उत्तमम् उत्तमं. देवक्याः इत्युक्ते किम्?
देवकी का.
उत्तमम्. अग्रे
पतिः इति पदं प्रथमाविभक्ति एकवचन इकारान्त पुंलिङ्गपदम्.
आम् आं भगिनि, सत्यं सत्यम्. अग्रे
वसुदेवः, वसुदेवः इति पदं प्रथमाविभक्ति एकवचन पुंलिङ्गपदम्.
अन्ते किम्? अकारान्त,
अकारान्त
देव, प्रातिपदिकं देव अकारान्त पुंलिङ्ग् पदं प्रथमविभक्ति सत्यं भगिनी अग्रे
पुत्रः इति पदं प्रथमविभक्ति एकवचन रकारान्त पुंलिङ्गपदं कृष्णः इति पदं प्रथमाविभक्ति एकवचन नकारान्त पुंलिङ्गपदम्
नकारान्त तु
अकारान्त
एव भगिनि
आं भगिनि
अकारान्त एव उत्तमम् इत्युक्ते किं वाक्य अर्थः कः
देवकीका पति वसुदेवः पुत्र कृष्णः
लघुवाक्यं किं लघुवाक्यं किम् एकनिमिष भगिनि लघुवाक्यं किं
लघुवाक्यं कृष्णः
कृष्णः क्रियापदं किं भगिनि कृष्णः अस्ति किन्तु तत्तु सत्यं किन्तु पूर्णतया न प्रदर्शयति अर्थः वाक्यस्य अर्थः न प्रदर्शयति इत्युक्ते किं लघु तु सत्यं किन्तु वसुदेव अपि अस्ति न लघुवाक्यं किं भगिनि वसुदेवः कृष्णः च स्तः
ओके
वसुदेवः कृष्णः
च
स्तः
ओके
द्विवचनरूपम् अस्तु अत्र एकं लघुवाक्यं वदतु वसुदेवस्य लघुवाक्यं वदतु
वसुदेव के लिए
लघुवाक्यं वदतु
वसुदेवः
न देवकी लघुवाक्यम् अत्र द्वे वाक्ये स्तः द्वे वाक्ये स्तः किं देवक्याः पतिः वसुदेवः अपि च देवक्याः पुत्रः कृष्णः द्वे वाक्ये
वसुदेवः च कृष्णः अस्ति
स्तः किन्तु वाक्यं किं देवक्याः पतिः वसुदेवः इति एकं वाक्यं देवक्याः पुत्रः कृष्णः इति द्वितीयवाक्यं लघुवाक्यं द्वयोः मिलित्वा देवक्याः पतिः वसुदेवः देवक्याः पुत्रः कृष्णः च You understand? There are two sentences in
this.
So, when I say laghu vakyam, you have to decide how to make it laghu but not lose the main meaning. Main meaning is two sentences are there. What are they about? They are about Vasudevaha and Krishnaha. What is the relationship? So, the first thing, Vasudevaha, Krishnaha, Staha. There are two men. Astu. Then what happens? ओ देवक्याः पतिः वसुदेवः अस्तु तत्तु एकं वाक्यम् अपि च देवक्याः पुत्रः कृष्णः अस्तु तत्तु द्वितीयवाक्यम् अवगतम् अग्रिमं करोतु शैलिजा भगिनी
भगिनी क्षम्यताम् ऐ वाण्ट् टु आस्क् यू पुत्रः इति
क्षम्यताम् क्षम्यतां भगिनी अहं विस्मरामि
र अन्त ऐ डिडन्ट् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड्
पुत्रः दट् इस् नाट् करेक्ट् बिकास् इट् इस् इट्स् काम्प्लिकेटेड् So right now I am just dropping it, Bhagini.
All right.
Like Krishna is not now, it's just a. Putra akaranta. Tattu satyam, Bhagini. Dhanyavada, Kavita Bhagini. Satyam, satyam. Sailija Bhagini, vadatu.
कृष्णः नन्दगोपस्य यशोदायाः च पालितपुत्रः अपि कृष्णः अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः एकवचनं प्रथमाविभक्ति पदम् अस्ति
अत्र
कर्तृपदं कृष्णः इति पदं कर्तृपदं नन्दगोपस्य इति पदं षष्ठी विभक्ति षष्ठी विभक्ति एकवचनपदम् अस्ति स्त्रीलिङ्गपदं
नन्दगोपस्य लिङ्गं
नन्दगोपस्य इति पदं पुल्लिङ्गपदम् अस्ति
अकारान्त
अकार नन्दगोपः नन्दगोपस्य इति पदं अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गपदम् एकवचनं षष्ठीविभक्तिपदम् अस्ति
उत्तमम् अग्रिम
यशोदा यशोदायाः आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गपदम् इति पदम् एकवचनं प्रथमाविभक्तिपदमस्ति यशोदायाः षष्ठीविभक्ति
यशोदा इति प्रथमा यशोदायाः
यशोदायाः षष्ठीविभक्ति च पालितपुत्रः पालितपुत्रः इति पदं पुल्लिङ्गपदं च
इति अव्ययपदम्
अव्यय
इत्युक्ते किमपि परिवर्तनं
नो चेञ्ज् नो चेञ्ज् ऐ मीन् इट् डजंट हैव एनी
त्रिषु लिङ्गेषु अपि च त्रिषु वचनेषु तीनो लिङ्गो मे और तीनो वचनो मे किमपि
इट् रिमेन्स द सेम
उत्तमं पालितपुत्रः
पालितपुत्रः अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गपदम् इति इति पदम् एकवचनं प्रथमाविभक्ति पदमस्ति अपि इति अव्ययपदमस्ति
लघुवाक्यं किम्
पालितपुत्र अस्ति पालितपुत्र कः पालितपुत्र नन्दगोपः
न लघुवाक्यं पालितपुत्रः अस्ति अपि च लघुवाक्यं कृष्णः अस्ति
ऐ हेव् टु टेल् द आन्सर् एस् वेल् भगिनि फर् द क्वश्चन्
आन्सर् नो आन्सर् नो ऐ एम् आस्किङ्ग् यू लघुवाक्यं किं सो वन् लघुवाक्यम् इस् पालितपुत्र
पालितपुत्र पालितपुत्रः अस्ति कृष्णः अस्ति
तत्तु द्वितीयलघुवाक्यं सेकेण्ड् लघुवाक्यम् इस् कृष्णः अस्ति
कृष्णः अस्ति
थर्ड् लघुवाक्यं
नन्दगोपः
न कृष्णः पालितपुत्र अस्ति कृष्णः पालितपुत्र न पालितपुत्र
पालितपुत्र इस्
अडॉप्टेड
पाला हुआ बेटा सो कृष्णः पालितपुत्रः अस्ति द्वितीयः
यशोदाः पुत्रः अस्ति कृष्णः नन्दगोपः अस्ति.
कृष्णः नन्दगोपः नास्ति भगिनि. नन्दगोपालः कृष्णस्य पिता.
सोरि, यस् भगिनि.
पुनः वदतु.
यस्, नन्दगोपाल अण्ड् यशोदा आर् द पेरेण्ट्स् आफ् कृष्ण. यस् भगिनि. I'm very sorry. Basic rules I'm forgetting.
वदतु वदतु. यशोदायाः पुत्रः कृष्णः. अस्तु, अग्रिमम्.
नन्दगोपस्य पुत्रः कृष्णः अस्ति.
तत्तु सत्यं, तत्तु सत्यं. ते सर्वे लघुवाक्यानि, सर्वे लघुवाक्यानि भगिनि, सर्वाणि लघुवाक्यानि.
So many
are possible. But now see how they are increasing the length of the sentence, maintaining some kind of simplicity.
Yes, Bhagini.
So beautiful sentences. Agrimam Kim.
So, Shamita Bhagini, I have, can you just translate this in Hindi? Because the cha aur api hai, to ye aur aur bhi honge kya?
Shailaja Bhagini, vadatu.
Krishna, नन्दगोप और यशोदा का पालित पुत्र है.
तो च और अपि, व्हाट आर दे डूइंग इन दिस सेंटेंस?
नहीं, दे आर लाइक, भगिनी भगिनी ने सिर्फ नन्दगोप कहा. वी हैव टू शो द स्य, द रिलेशन आल्सो. सो नन्दगोप,
नो, आई एम टेलिंग इन हिंदी एक्चुअली. कृष्ण,
हां, तो हिंदी में भी आएगा ना गीतांजलि भगिनी.
गोपाल का, नन्दगोप का.
और आई सेड दैट थिंग कृष्णः नन्दगोप
और यशोदा के,
और यशोदा के
पाले हुए पुत्र हैं.
अपि इज नॉट भी, अपि इज आल्सो लाइक आल्सो
आल्सो एंड आल्सो
एंड आल्सो.
सो हिंदी में भी होगा ना.
व्हाई आल्सो बगिनी हियर, व्हाई अपि इज देयर? बिकॉज़ ही इज जस्ट,
अपि एंड च आर मीनिंग द सेम थिंग. There it, the, see, cha and api, even if they were not there in this sentence, it would have been a perfectly grammatically correct sentence.
Yeah, because the reason is here, Krishna is already, they are saying it is his adopted son, but they are not talking about any other feature of Krishna that related to Yashoda and Nandagopa. So why did they say cha and api?
No, he is not only a son, but he is also an adopted son.
So I'm saying in this sentence, see, Krishnah Nandagopasya Yashodayah Palita Putraha. Done. Your sentence is correct. That is also correct.
Yeah.
If you would have said Krishnah Nandagopasya Yashodayah Cha Palita Putra, that is also correct. Krishnah Nandagopasya Yashodayah Api Palita Putra, that also is correct. So they are introducing to you words like cha and api that are given inside sentences, sometimes unnecessarily
redundant.
Sometimes they are redundant and sometimes they can help you make sense.
There is no other feature, like only palita putra they are talking about. So it's a little bit confusing why they have given cha and api.
He is not only their son, he is also their palita putra. He is not only the son. See, the cha is for Nandagopasya and Yashodayaha. And the api is for, he is not only just a son, he is their palita putra.
He relates to father and mother. Like Nandagopaha and Yashoda.
And Api tells you that he is not only the putra, he is also the palita putra. That is what.
But it is only in one sentence, one word, no, Bhagini. It is not there like palita putra. It's not there in two words. Agreed.
I mean, I cannot argue with you, Bhagini, but here I am giving you that explanation.
Reasoning,
Logic.
Right, Bhagini. Okay.
So, Cha is a very commonly used avyaya padam. For example, you know, Sanskrit, almost such a huge amount of literature is in meter, in chanda. So how you maintain good chanda? Firstly, your vocabulary has to be amazing. You have to have the ability to create words so that they fit in the right chandas. And chanda is not simply the number of beats. Chanda is also the quality of beats. If you start to study chandas or meters or rhythms of Sanskrit, then you will realize that so many, you know, the old movie songs, very, very old ones that are now called very old, they are not even very old. They all
fit in, it is gold.
They all fit in some Sanskrit chanda. Hundreds of chandas are there, thousands of chandas. All these old songs that are classic songs that will never die, let me tell you that they'll never die because they fit into the Sanskrit chandas. Exactly. Which one has a, where should I elongate the sound? Where should I cut it short? How long should this beat be? How many beats should I do? Then how, what is the rhythm style like? They are all set in the exact same chandas as given in Sanskrit. Modern songs, all they are like poppy. Very poppy means what? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Bahut ho gaya toh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, but chandas are elaborate. Massive literature is there, Bhagini, on chandas. Massive, massive. You have chandas with 2 beats, 2.5 beats, 3 beats, 8 beats, 7.5 beats, 8.25 beats, 9.5 beats.
They have something like Anushtubh chandas.
Anushtubh is 8, huh?
And Gayatri chandas?
Gayatri is Anushtubh only, Bhagini.
Oh, 8.
Bhagini?
Yeah.
Bhagini, Sanskrit, we said, is a very perfect language, well-placed letters. So why would it include some letters which are not required? It is almost like a pressy writing all the time.
Because they're teaching you. How will they teach you cha now? This is one way to use cha. One way to learn about api. One way to also know that this is a part of the tradition of chandas.
Yeah, but you know...
Because of this cha and api, I started to speak about chandas. Correct? If that occasion didn't arise, how would I do it here in the Abhyasa Pustakam level 1?
But also, you know, by saying api, you're emphasizing that he's not just a son, but he is an adopted son. There is an emphasis on that. By
emphasis,
saying,
I feel that also. I also feel that. I mean, we consider...
You're highlighting that aspect of that relationship.
And this relationship, we consider the ultimate mother-son relationship, no? Yashoda and Krishna?
Yeah.
Ultimate. It's like the peak of a relationship of a good mother and son. Is who? Yashoda and Krishna. And who is it? It's a Palita Putra. So it is giving us some inspiration as to how this relationship should be. What a good relationship of a mother and a son is. That emphasis is there.
In spite of him being adopted.
Adopted.
Yeah. That is the emphasis there.
And the other thing that also is a beautiful thing in Ramayana is all the children of Dasharatha were gained from what? The yajna.
Yeah, they were the boons.
It's not like, her very own son, like how we dote on our children because they are our biological children. Nothing like that.
Yajna
means what? First, let me close the recording. Antima Mangala Charanam Jim Vapram Achatya? सुधा भगिनी वदतु
आं भगिनि ॐ पूर्णमद पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामया सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् लोका समस्ता सुखिनो भवन्तु श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम्.
But Bhagini, by discussing these points about Cha and Api, we have brought out so many